One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Welcome to the NBA Daily Ding on the Athletic NBA Show.
Ding, ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
I like that idea.
Welcome to the Daily Ding. I'm your host, Andrew Schlecht. Go to theathletic.com/NBA show, and you can get The Athletic for $1 a month for 6 months. If you don't like ads, I don't blame you if you don't like ads. You can go to theathletic.com/NBA show and pay that $1 a month for 6 months, and you get this show ad-free on the Athletic app. Go do it. With me tonight, I've got James Edwards III. James, what's up, man?
Nothing much, man. I'm honored to be on, to join you. I don't stay up late for everybody and watch these West Coast games, but for you, I do it.
That's a huge compliment. There were a lot of bad games tonight on the slate.
Oh my gosh.
This one was actually kind of a good one, and it's good in a lot of ways. One, we got to see these Wizards pink jerseys in Washington, which was just a delight.
I'm a fan.
And we got to see the Nets play basketball, and it just be about hoops tonight. Durant had 30, 9, and 6. Kyrie with 24, 6, and 5. KD and Kyrie shot 12 of 18 inside the arc tonight. They were just unstoppable. James, what'd you see in this one?
Well, first of all, just the level that Kevin Durant is on over this last, I don't know how long it's been now, but I just feel like he's not getting the MVP talk that he deserves. Yep. And I get it. The Nets aren't where people thought they would be. There was a circus going on for the first month and a half of the season and beyond. But that dude has been ridiculous. Like, they beat the Wizards pretty handily today and shot 29% from three. And like you said, I thought Simmons did some nice stuff. You saw him moving without the ball. There was a nice cut. Kyrie hit him through a lob. TJ Warren did some stuff too. It's good to see him back.
Yep.
The Wizards turned the ball over 20 times. I think the final stat was the Nets scored 31 points off those. The Wizards are a weird team where, I mean, they're not very good, but they're not bad. Very Wizards-y team. They've been without Beal, who wasn't good before he got hurt. He had been struggling, but they're a weird team. Kuzma's been really good this year, but when they're bad, they're tough to watch. And Porzingis wasn't great tonight either. But yeah, it's great that the Nets are. It's all about basketball. We were talking about it with our Basket Buds crew not long ago. It's like when Kyrie came back from suspension, it was almost like the Nets were, I don't know, like the Chicago Bulls. Like, you just, like, they were kind of out of sight, out of mind in a way. And you're like, oh yeah, like, they're just playing basketball, and coincidentally, they started winning a bunch of games. Favorable schedule, but they've been winning a bunch of games since that.
Yeah, they've won 8 of their last 9, and the Wizards, the poor Wizards, have lost 7 in a row now.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is just, like, point guard play.
Yep.
Like, big shouts to Jordan Goodwin, but if Jordan Goodwin's playing 36 minutes and he's your point guard,
you're in trouble.
It's going to be tough. You know, they need Monte Morris back. Like, he would really help stabilize them. Just having ball handling from Brad Beal would help a whole lot. You know, Porzingis, I feel like he's played very well, but it's just tough to get him shots.
Yeah.
When you don't have good point guard play. And then Kuzma is doing all he can, but these are just limited guys.
Yep. No, I agree. It's very, like I said earlier, it's a wizardy team. Like, there's nights, and again, they're in a funk now, but early on there were some nights where they looked like, oh, it could be all right. And then you see games where it's like, oh, like, they're destined to finish 7 games under 500 or 9 games under 500 and pick 8th. And I think we're heading for that again.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Let's move on to some news. So earlier today, ESPN reported that Cade Cunningham is planning to have season ending surgery to repair his left shin. He's expected to make a full recovery and return for training camp for the 23-24 season. James, you cover the Pistons for us here at The Athletic. What does this mean for the team this season?
Yeah, it definitely puts a damper on things. More so, the Pistons weren't going to win very many games with or without Cade.
Sure.
Let's put that there. They're just still super young, and they're young at very, very vulnerable position, specifically the backcourt and the frontcourt, and it's just not very, it's not conducive to winning basketball. Pistons fans, sorry to break it to you again in December. The individual development won't really necessarily take a major hit. Like, of course, Cade makes life easier on Jaden Ivey. Ivey's numbers have dipped since Cade went down. It would help Jalen Duren, Isaiah Stewart, so on and so on. But these guys will still be able to have progress individually. The issue is going to be is the team dynamic and building that chemistry. It's going to be pushed back almost a half a season early into next year because we still don't – like, Cade and Ivey didn't play enough together to know, like, how well that works. Cade hasn't played with this new and rejuvenated Killian Hayes. We don't know if maybe Killian's a better pairing next to Cade now that he's shooting the three ball well. Cade hasn't played with this two big lineup that they've put out there with Isaiah Stewart and now Jalen Duren. So it's certainly – there's going to be a lot that needs to be settled. I'm sure they hope they can do that in the summer and Cade will be ready by, like, July – by summer league time when you see teams start doing stuff together. It's hopefully in their case by camp and you can start ironing out some of them kinks then. But yeah, it definitely hurts the Pistons in terms of like building the chemistry and kind of seeing what pieces fit together as they start trying to turn a corner specifically next year, which was always kind of the target date to really turn to the next page in the chapter of the rebuild.
Yeah. Could be a blessing in disguise depending on how things fall in the lottery.
Yeah.
For the Pistons, the 23 draft is really good. Yep. There's a lot of really good players. They're not just at 1 and 2, but there are good players throughout the top 5 or 6 mm-hmm. in this draft. So not all is lost for Pistons fans. Bojan Bogdanović was in Shams' Inside Pass today mm-hmm. as a target for the Los Angeles Lakers. How realistic is a Bojan Bogdanović trade this season, James?
So I've been under the impression, and if you're a Pistons fan listening to this or you just like trade season, I have a piece coming tomorrow, kind of what I've heard in regards to the Pistons and some of the guys who have been talked about in NBA circles, and Bojan is one of them. I've always been of the belief that when the Pistons got him, they were eager to sign the extension that they ended up did signing him to. Like they got him with the expectation of keeping him. And to my knowledge, that has not changed. Of course, everybody has a price. Even LeBron, every player has a price. So never say never, but the Pistons' intentions are to keep Bojan. Of course, there is a possibility where a team maybe comes with an unprotected first that could end up being good, and it's sooner than whatever the Lakers were going to offer. So, again, never say never, but I've always had the impression the Pistons wanted to keep Bojan. They like, obviously, what he brings on the court. They like what he brings off, in terms of being a leader for this young team, the fieriness he has. He really fits in well here in Detroit. And I guess there's a situation where maybe he – asked to get traded because he's getting older and obviously the Pistons are still a little bit away from really turning that corner, but I have not got that indication. He likes it here. He signed an extension here. I think
he's not pulling a Steven Jackson right now.
I don't think so. No, I don't. Okay. I think he likes it here. I just think the Pistons would have to be wowed to do it because they want to be better sooner rather than later. And it's just, I mean, Bogdanović was going to be one of the more coveted free agents in the open market next year anyway. So you got him. If you want to be good at some point, you can't keep trading good players.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep. You heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Let's move on rapid fire to the rest of these games here. The hashtag full strength Clippers take down the Celtics. Kawhi Leonard looking a little bit like Kawhi Leonard tonight. 25 points on 12 shots. The Celtics just ice cold from outside.
Yeah.
They were just really, really bad. 9 of 39 from 3. Damian Lillard goes 11 of 17 from 3. Made more threes than the Celtics tonight. Scored 38 points as the Trailblazers roll the Wolves 133 to 112.
I blame the Wolves for not letting us see a record. The game got out of hand and Dame just kind of just chilled on the bench.
Oh, yeah. No, they were not engaged enough to get us to the record, unfortunately.
No.
The Grizzlies beat the Hawks 128 to 103. No Ja or Trae Young in this one. Jaren Jackson Jr., though, he had more blocks than rebounds tonight, which was just unbelievable. He had 8 blocks tonight against the Hawks, finished with 15, 7, 2 assists, and 8 blocks. In Dallas, the Mavs silenced the Thunder, 121 to 114. Luka with 38, 11, and 8. The Mavs took 54 threes in this game. Just unbelievable. Shea finished with 42 points, 13 of 13 from the free throw line. Another monster game for Shea.
Who Shea is getting his just due this season so far. Like, he's gotten praise on the internets. He's gotten praise from the shows that tend to go deep into basketball talk, podcasts and whatnot. But like, I think we like seriously need to start taking it a step further, and he needs to be in the MVP discussion. Like, I don't necessarily care about the Thunder's record, to be honest. I mean, they have what now, 11 wins or 12 wins?
11 and 15.
Are you kidding me? Like, it's not even Christmas, and they have half the win total of last year, essentially. And they're close to 500
They do this
ball.
Every year, though. Like, this is becoming a Thunder tradition.
No, you're right. But Shea is on a level that's, like, not rivaled by many players in this league currently. Yeah. And for him to do what he's doing... And don't get me wrong, I don't want OKC fans to get upset. Like, there are good players on this team, but there's no doubt about it that Shea's 1, 2, 3, and 4 on every team's game plan, and he's still putting up these ridiculous numbers. I understand MVP comes with winning and stuff like that, but if there's no Shea, I mean, there's a world where the Thunder are have 2 wins, 3 wins, and that could be generous.
No doubt.
He's just been insane, and he's not going to win MVP, but I just think he needs to be talked about in that same ilk.
Yeah, the way he's played this year is unreal. I mean, if you just give him one other player that the defense cares about,
yep,
like, things change dramatically, and that should be happening for the Thunder next year. Everybody can stay healthy. We can get Chet Holmgren back.
I actually have a take, and I don't know. This is a take. It's not really a take, but like, I want to see Wembanyama in OKC.
Oh man,
that's like my destination spot for him. That would be so much fun.
That's one of those things where I just can't even talk about it, because if I talk about it, there's no way it would ever happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, it would be unbelievable to see Chet, Wemby, and Poku out there all together in harmony. It would be just a beautiful brand of basketball.
Poku looks like an NBA player.
Let's move on from that beautiful thought on to maybe one of the ugliest games of the year. Indiana and Miami thought it was 1999 because they played a game where the Pacers lost 87-82. It was just gross. Jimmy Butler helped kind of push this one along. I think he poured in 7 points there at the end to give the Heat the win. Tyrese Halliburton, just a weird night. He missed all 9 of his shots and made 1 free throw. He finished with 1 point in 33 minutes. It just feels weird to say.
That is very weird. And not even just because it's like Tyrese Halliburton, who's had a very good year. That's like weird to say for anybody who plays 30 minutes in the NBA. And the Heat are a weird team. They're going through their own issues right now. The Pistons beat them last week. Granted, Jimmy didn't play. They are a different team with Jimmy. But they do like bring weird stuff defensively that can confuse guards and make guards uncomfortable, especially young guards. They really do make things difficult for those type of players. And I guess it still shows that even a guy like Tyrese still has some things to figure out. But it was a gross game that got turned off very quickly in the Edwards household.
And one more weird game to end the night. Donovan Mitchell was back for the Cavs, and yet they drop a game to the San Antonio Spurs, 112-111. A very hectic finish to this one, where the Cavs were down 1 with 11 seconds left. Mitchell, on the fast break, drives to the cup, and Keldon Johnson meets him there, blocks him. And the Cavs get another chance. They get a wide-open corner 3 from Darius Garland, who just misses it. And the Spurs hold on to win this one. And that's going to do it for today's show. Tampering is up next. James, take us out.
Ding, ding, ding. Is he 2? I always forget.
It's 2. Gosh, you go 3 tonight, though.
Every time I get on here, I do 3, I think. And I know it's 2.